That was an enthusiastic intro, and credit goes to Miss Bomber students for today's hello. Glad to have all of you middle and high school students out there watching as CNN Student News kicks off its Tuesday, November 27th broadcast. Starting in the U.S. Northeast today, we've talked about how the recovery from Superstorm Sandy is going to take a while. There are thousands of people who can't get back in their homes. Miles of pipes have to be reconnected. Mold, as we showed you yesterday, has to be dealt with. And bills, everything from cleanup costs to unpaid bills from people who had to evacuate, those are piling up. These were a few of the issues brought up yesterday during a state hearing in New Jersey. Officials there are trying to get a handle on two things: how to pay for reconstruction efforts, and what kinds of plans can be made to better protect the area if another storm hits. Meanwhile, New York has gotten $27 million from the federal government to hire about 5,000 unemployed New Yorkers for work on Sandy cleanup projects. The jobs will be full-time but temporary. New York's governor and New York City's mayor are asking for more federal money to make additional repairs in their state.
Today's first shout-out goes out to Mr. Weisbeck's senior government class at Timberlake High School in Timberlake, South Dakota. Lewis Hamilton, Dario Franchitti, and Juan Pablo Montoya are all known for their roles in what? You know what to do. Are they all involved in auto racing, theater, horse racing, or Congress? You've got 3 seconds. Go. All three of these guys are involved in auto racing. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
You can add Tristan Nunez to that list. At 17 years old, he's around your age. He is one of the youngest auto racing champions ever. And what better spokesman against distracted driving than someone who wants to race cars for a living? Victor Blackwell joins us now with a tale of two talents. One about a driver, one about somebody who's hoping that one day phones and driving will disconnect.
All right, drivers, come get in line over here, please.
Race car drivers on a racetrack, no big surprise. What might surprise you is that the favorite to win this race is just 17 years old.
I mean, half the field this side, half the field on this side of Tristan.
He's Tristan Nunez from Boca Raton, Florida. He started racing go-karts at 13.
Just do what you know.
And then graduated to this at 15, before he was licensed to drive through his neighborhood.
My mom and myself actually feel safer driving on a racetrack with professional drivers than driving on the regular roads with people who have no idea what they're doing.
He revs up to about 150 miles per hour around this track.
At that speed, there can be any little distraction can
exactly.
be... An injury
Fatal.
Could be death.
Fatal.
Actually, that can happen at any speed. Before the start of the 2012 racing season, a little distraction off the track nearly created a major problem.
I was with my mom in the car, and we almost got in an accident because she was Facebooking, emailing, whatever, distracted.
We almost rear-ended somebody. And he, you know, that's when we really, it really hit us, you know. And he's like, Mom, you got to put the phone down.
So Tristan and his mom, Diane Nunez, had an idea to inspire other people, especially young people, to put the phone down by branding his car the Don't Text and Drive car.
And we put it all over the car and put it on a suit and then put it on the website and just took off.
And you got the bracelet because when they raise up their hand
with the phone, they see it. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just serves as a constant reminder not to do it.
Hundreds of teens have pledged to not text and drive. Some have even signed Tristan's car as part of a pledge.
It's just distracting. You get caught up in another world, completely separate from what you're trying to do.
There's not really a lot of teenage race car drivers out there, so it was definitely good for them to go onto a teenager's car.
I know we're not going to stop it, but at least it's going to bring more awareness to people.
Tristan was the big winner on this day at Road Atlanta.
Without him, I wouldn't be here.
And he tells teens who look up to him, the key to his success on the track is the same key to staying safe on the road.
You have to have 100% focus. You can't lose your focus for any reason at all.